Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hey everybody, this is Faith, and this is the Apollyon season finale. I have a slew of people to thank, but I know you want to get to the show. Please stick around after the credits to listen to my outpouring of admiration.
Previously on Apollyon.
Are these files from that clinic?
No.
Do you know where they're from?
I have an idea.
The ICRS. So what's your next step?
I think I have to visit the ICRS archives.
We need to access the clinical trial archives.
This obviously has something to do with what you found in that box.
It does. My mother had files that look quite similar to the file examples Felicity showed us yesterday.
I deny your request for access to the third floor archives.
What?
Nothing you find there is going to help you with your clinical trials.
How do you know?
You'll simply have to trust me. You can't tell her.
I was hoping I didn't have to.
You were hoping I would.
Yes. Gabriel is brilliant, but Theo is the key. Theo, we need to talk.
It's nice that you finally...
Where are you?
I'm at Gabriel's.
You might as well bring him too.
Bring him? Where are you?
Standing outside your apartment.
Observer Pictures presents Apollyon. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 10, Principles.
She's here, in Atlanta.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She wanted me to bring you.
Why are you so damn calm? She flew here. Who can even fucking do that?
Apparently Serene. Are you coming?
Yeah. Just give me a minute to tell Link.
Tell me what?
No!
I'll be at the car.
Why are you so jumpy?
You just startled us, that's all.
What's going on, Dad?
I need to go to Theo's for a little bit.
Does this have something to do with that box?
Yes.
You look freaked out. Is this serious?
It's nothing you need to worry about, okay?
You know when you say that
I'm... Going to worry anyway. Yeah, I know. But we're not doing anything dangerous. Theo needs me to... I need to go with Theo. I'll be back in a couple of hours. You should get some rest, so you'll be good tomorrow.
Right. Tomorrow.
You are okay with that, right? Meeting Vicky and Callista?
Yep.
We'll talk about that when I get back.
Dad, I really am cool with it.
Right, but we'll still have a sit-down. If not tonight, in the morning.
Fine.
I won't be long. I promise. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Could I trouble you for a glass of water? I was sitting in the car for a while.
Why are you here?
I'll grab the water.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Better?
Theo, I understand your frustration.
I doubt you do, or you wouldn't be taking your sweet time right now.
Fine. Do you know who Canton Hillman is?
Of course we do. Is there anyone alive today who doesn't?
Right. He was a brilliant chemical biologist. He came by it honestly. His great-grandfather developed dozens of vaccines.
Please get to the point.
I knew him. I worked with him.
When?
I was part of the Redivir team.
What?
More accurately, I was the head of the DHH team that did the clinical trials for Redivir.
Oh, shit. So the files, they're yours?
Yes. I gave them to Jamila. I didn't know she still had them until we were packing up the house.
Why did you give them to her?
When did she get them?
She asked for them, and at the close of the study.
How could you possibly give someone who didn't work for the DHH, let alone the ICRS at all, those kinds of files?
Because your mother did work for the ICRS, didn't she?
Yes.
You okay?
Did Mom also work on the Redivir team?
I brought her on to do mental assessments when we were choosing subjects for the study, but she didn't feel comfortable leaving it at that. She wanted to study the subject's mental health for the duration, and I agreed it would be beneficial. I left the department soon after Redivir was approved. Jamila stayed on.
Why?
She wanted more focus put on mental health. Theo, your mother is responsible for many of the mental health protocols that are in place today.
Wow, that's amazing.
She was a brilliant person. Everyone in the department thought so. She truly revolutionized how we study mental and physical health.
We can waltz down memory lane later, if you don't mind. How long was she there?
10 years.
10 years?
Why would she keep that from me?
I don't know.
DHH employment status is on a need-to-know basis.
You don't think I know that? I was her daughter. How am I not need to know? I need a minute.
Shit.
I said I needed a minute.
And I gave you one. 5, in fact.
Is she still here?
Yeah. Want me to ask her to leave?
No. Did she say anything else?
Nope. We sat in total silence for 5 minutes. I'm not kidding, we really did. It was incredibly uncomfortable. She's worried about you.
Well, she should have thought about that when she decided to keep so many damn secrets.
Are you actually mad at Severine? Because I think you're mad at your mother. But she's not here, so Severine is the second best thing.
I'm angry with both of them.
That's fair.
I spent my entire life thinking my mother was a psychiatrist in private practice who went into academia. But she was actually working for one of the most secretive divisions of our government for over a decade, and then spent her retirement as a drug trafficker.
And you're mad at Severine for all of this, huh?
Yes! But also Mom. She lied to my face for years.
You know, she couldn't tell you about the clinic.
But she could have told me about the DHH.
What would you have done if you'd known?
Nothing. I would have been proud of her.
And how was that different from how you felt about her anyway?
I hope you don't mind that I made myself some tea.
That's fine.
Are you feeling better?
Mildly.
I assume you have questions.
More than you know, but I'm only going to ask one. Why now?
That one is the most important of them all. The one I've been struggling with over the past few weeks. Your mother and I felt obligated to the work we did with the clinic.
What does that have to do with Theo's question?
The young man who runs that clinic is named Armand.
Okay. Again, what does that...
Hold on. I've heard that name.
I'm so sorry, Mom. I wish I could take you out of here.
A clinic? Armand said we shouldn't, but we were stubborn. I was stubborn.
What clinic, Mom? Who's Armand?
I told myself it was to help. And now I'm here. Maybe I got what I deserved.
No.
Dying in this cold place.
No! Why would you think that?
I told myself it was to help.
What? What were you helping?
But it was really to right my wrongs. I don't think I did enough.
Whoa, what just happened? Where have you heard that name?
She was trying to tell me the day she died. Mom was trying to tell me about the clinic. I can't believe I didn't... I'd forgotten about the name. But she definitely said Armand, and she also said she wanted to right her wrongs.
We both did.
You're not just spinning stories, are you, Severine? There's a reason you're mentioning this Armand person.
Theo, will you please sit down?
She thinks better on her feet.
All right. In the first trials for Redivere, one of the subjects passed away. It was later discovered that she had a child.
Armand?
Yes.
And you felt responsible for her death?
The Redivere dosage she received wasn't strong enough.
Okay, so you and Jamila felt you owed this man because his mother died?
Yes.
But there's always that risk during clinical trials. It's rare, but it is possible. That's why we have subjects sign all those documents. Am I missing something?
We both are. The why.
Why she's telling us?
More like, why is she telling us now?
I'm still here.
I get why my mother wanted to tell me when she did.
She was dying. She wanted to absolve herself.
Right.
But why is Severine coming clean now?
And why did she want you here?
The trials.
Did anyone else die during those trials?
10 others.
All from AVS?
Yes.
Why was Armand so special then?
The subjects weren't supposed to have children. We found out after she passed that she had lied on her application.
Wouldn't you want to help those with children? Make sure they live long enough to raise them?
Oh my God.
What?
They were human challenge trials.
Hell no. There has to be another explanation. Tell her there's another explanation.
At the time, we knew it was extreme.
Extreme?
Not exactly the word I was thinking.
You challenged people with a fatal disease.
We were confident the Redivere would work, but we needed to fast-track the trials so it could be available to the public.
Please explain how you convinced all of these people to voluntarily be given AVS.
The paperwork stated that there could be a chance of exposure.
The chance was 100% because you dosed them!
You lied to them!
We bent the truth.
Holy shit!
At the time, I thought we were doing the right thing. I now know that we went too far.
Did Mom know from the beginning? Or did she figure it out?
She knew from the beginning.
Oh my God.
For what it's worth, she fought us on it. It was the main reason she insisted on assessing the subjects throughout the study.
If Armand hadn't existed, would you have felt so guilty?
We never wanted to take anyone's parents.
So all those childless subjects, they were expendable?
Of course not.
Severine, I think you should leave.
That isn't your decision, Gabriel.
Severine, please leave.
I'm telling you now because I fear history is about to repeat itself.
You think they're gonna pull that shit with our trials?
Yes, I do hope I'm wrong. Theodora.
Don't call me that.
My dear, I'm very sorry to bring all of this upon you. But you understand that it could not wait.
Just add it to your pile of things to be sorry about. Good night.
Well, now we know why Weiss didn't want you to see those files.
Yeah. Do you think he spends his free time in the archives?
Maybe it's a requirement for department heads. You could take this position, but you have to be cool with all of our deep, dark secrets. You okay?
No.
Want to talk about it?
Yes, but it's really late. You should get home.
It's fine. I can stay. We can grab some snacks, get a little drunk, whatever you need.
I would love that, actually, but you can't.
Of course I can. Link will be fine.
No, you have that thing with Victoria tomorrow.
Right.
You forgot.
I did, but I think I have a pretty good excuse.
You should get home. Gabriel, I'll be fine.
Maybe come back and stay with us for the night.
Yeah, I'm sure Victoria would love that.
We're all adults.
But one of us is an adult in a new relationship.
Right.
We should take a day to decompress anyway. Live lives that aren't related to work.
We're terrible at that, though. Call me if you need me.
In a heartbeat.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, that's definitely a tree.
Yeah, it looks smaller at the nursery.
What do Miles and Anthony think of it?
They love it. I showed it to them on our call yesterday.
It is beautiful.
It really is. I found myself out here at least 3 nights this week simply looking at it. I'm thinking about getting actual furniture for the patio.
You, willingly being outside. It's a miracle tree.
Mm-hmm.
Today was good, right?
Absolutely. Did Lincoln have fun? It seemed like he was having fun.
Yeah, he did. Believe me, that kid would let you know if he was bored.
He is a wonderful young man, Gabriel.
Thanks. Callista is a great kid, too. Young lady.
It's fine. She is a kid, just don't tell her that. We must have taken a lot out of you today. It's only 8.
Yeah, sorry, I was up late last night with Theo. She had an emergency.
Everything okay?
Yeah, we got it sorted, for the most part.
You'll never guess who was at my house last night.
Oh, finally dating, I see.
Nothing like that. It was Savrine.
What? Is she in town for work?
No. She came to talk to me about the box.
In person?
Yes.
Good Lord, I can't even get on a plane the same season I think about it.
Turns out, my mom worked for the ICRS.
What the hell? For how long?
10 years, it seems.
Ah, so those files were your mother's?
No, they were Savrine's. We were right about that. Can we go inside? I think I need to sit down before I tell you more.
Of course. I'll get you a drink, too.
Have you spent your entire career with the ICRS?
No, I worked at Emory for almost 8 years.
Why did you make the move?
Better pay, better resources. What about you?
I've spent my entire career at the ICRS. When I was in school, it was the only place I wanted to be. I thought it was the place where I could do the most good.
Are you all right?
I asked if you're all right.
I thought finding out about the clinic and the illegal Redivere was a lot, but this? 10 years, Reese?
I'm sure your mother had a good reason.
She had a few.
Are you telling me Savrine went through all the trouble of traveling here just to share your mother's work history?
You love your job, don't you?
You're changing the subject.
I'm presenting a theory.
Okay, I'll bite. I do love my job.
And in this job that you love, have you ever had to do things that you don't love?
Of course, we all do.
What about things that go against your better judgment?
Occasionally. What exactly did Savrine want from you?
She didn't want me to be in the dark anymore.
When we met, you were so excited about our work on the vaccine. I mean, our whole team was excited too, but it felt different to see an outsider share that with us. It energized me. It reminded me why I was doing this.
To make a difference.
To make the difference. This is what I've worked for most of my life.
I get that.
But what if something happens?
Then you do what you've always done. You find the problem, and then you work the problem.
No matter what.
Exactly. Like you said, you've worked most of your life to make this difference. Nothing should stop you.
I was worried when you didn't show up yesterday.
I know. And my apologies. I had to take a business trip.
Where?
Atlanta. I finally spoke with Theodora.
Jamila's daughter? Is she going to help us?
I don't know. But I hope so.
Incoming call from Theo Ramsey.
Connect. Video.
How was your Saturday?
Good. And yours?
I looked at a tree.
Okay. How you doing?
We need to talk to Weiss.
You think he'll actually tell us anything?
Worth a try, isn't it?
Hopefully he won't kick me out this time.
We were thinking the next steps could be encoding multiple viral proteins into the vaccine.
We want to look for ways to produce a more potent immune response. I'd also love to move past an injection.
Pill form? Like Redivir?
You say that like it's a wild idea.
A self-administered vaccine this early in the game is a wild idea.
Redivir went straight to pill form.
Inhibitors are different from vaccines, and I know you know that, Dr. Luna.
Oh no, she pulled out your official title.
Hold on.
What I meant was that Redivir was the last huge leap in AVS treatment.
Annabelle's idea isn't exactly wild when we're making the next huge leap.
Aw, Horatio. Thanks. And you're right.
What was that? I didn't quite catch that.
Redivir's development was unprecedented. What we're doing is even more so.
Right. We should make the same bold move Hillman's team did.
Yes.
As scientists, we should try to avoid repeating history.
Okay.
It's definitely something to think about. What's next?
Entrance granted for Weiss, Xavier.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
It's fine.
We were discussing our next steps with 6129.
That's definitely going to need a name one of these days, but obviously we'll get to that after the clinical trials.
Sir, sorry if this sounds forward, but what are you doing here?
I need to speak with you and Theo.
Did we miss a memo? Were we supposed to come to your office?
No, this was last minute, but it is pressing.
If you want, we can give you the room.
No, you two need to work. We'll go. Is our office okay?
Perfect.
Horatio, Annabelle, we'll pick this up later then, yeah?
Sure.
Of course.
Please, have a seat. I have a very busy day, so I'll just get right to the point. I need to know what Saverin told you.
I'm sorry, what?
Dr. Saverin Khanna, she spoke with you this weekend, correct?
She did.
What did she tell you?
Are our phones bugged?
Pardon me?
How did you know that we both spoke to Saverin this weekend?
I didn't know you both spoke to Saverin. She told me she was going to speak to Theo.
She told you?
Yes. She called it a common courtesy. I guess to some extent, it was. I've never been able to tell if her politeness is real or simply a power play.
You know each other?
Yes. Saverin really does like her secrets. I knew your mother, too. How do you think your application came across my desk in the first place?
Wow.
Wait, what is happening?
Don't worry. You both were brought into this department on your own merits and have succeeded because of your brilliance. But seeing the name Ramsey did catch my attention.
You worked on the Redivir trials.
I did.
So you know that those were human challenge trials.
Cutting right to the chase.
You appreciate a direct approach, right?
Always. And yes, I knew we were challenging the subjects. It was a bold move, but a necessary one. What else did Saverin tell you?
That some of the subjects died?
Yes, par for the course, I'm afraid.
That one of those subjects had a child.
Yes. That was... I blame myself for not catching that. It's something I've carried with me all these years. Thankfully, we do more detailed background checks, so something like that won't happen again.
Someone having children.
Someone lying.
But you lied. You all lied to those people.
They were aware of the risks.
Not fully, and you know that.
Those people's sacrifice changed the course of history. We had nothing before Redivir. So many people were dying every day. Extreme measures were necessary.
Are those extreme measures necessary again?
At this time, no.
But it's why the pool skews older, right? We must protect our younger population at all costs.
Exactly.
I can't believe this.
This department was created so we could protect the world. It has been our mission since day one. You both know that. You both wanted to be here for that.
We are supposed to do no harm.
The harm will not be disproportionate to the benefit of the treatment. Every subject is given the best care, and they are well compensated.
It's why they're all from outside the limits. They're more willing.
They're more expendable.
The people who live outside the limits are better suited for these trials because they have a better understanding of the risks of AVS.
We can't do this.
You won't be doing it. It's the very reason the DHH exists, to carry the burden, to make the hard decisions for the betterment of our society. Throughout history, people have made sacrifices to make this world better. Now it's our turn.
We
are in the business of saving lives. And we do that by eradicating AVS. We eradicate AVS with 6129. You still want to do that, don't you? Don't you?
Of course we do.
This is how we do it. If this is no longer your path, walk away. But you'll walk away from your research, from these resources, and from our support. We can continue without either of you. But I would be greatly disappointed if that was the outcome. Now, as I said, I have a busy day, and I know you both do as well. I'll see you at Wednesday's meeting.
Well, shit.
We have to do something.
What? What can we possibly do?
I don't know, Gabriel. We've worked so hard to get here. We just can't let it be this way.
Theo, I am just as appalled as you are, but we don't have the power to do anything about it. In fact, I'm pretty sure if we did try to do anything about it, we'd lose the little power we have.
So we do nothing?
I didn't say that.
I wonder if this is how Mom felt when they told her how they'd conduct the Redivir trials.
We don't know that they'll challenge our subjects.
Right. Because why would they do that?
Tell me you're not considering leaving.
I don't know what I'm considering.
You could actually walk away? This is the most significant thing we've done in our careers.
This is the most significant thing I've done in my life. I get that I'm in the midst of history now. I feel the weight of it every time I walk into our lab. But this achievement shouldn't happen like this.
Again, we really don't know if they'll challenge our subjects. And even if they do, the risk of death is minimal.
Do you hear yourself?
Yes, and I think I'm being reasonable.
You say you're appalled, but you do not sound like it right now.
It does bother me. It kept me up most of the night.
I can't act like it's okay. I can't. Mom fought it.
But she didn't walk away. She made significant changes from the inside.
My mother lived a life full of guilt. She died in a cold isolation room, high on morphine, thinking she deserved that miserable death.
She was wrong.
Savrine wanted us to know the truth.
But I doubt it was because she wanted us to shut down the research. Of all people, she knows the importance of what we're doing.
Then what? What are we supposed to do with this information?
Work harder, work smarter.
We can't just keep on with this study as if nothing has changed.
If we try to do anything, we're done here. We're done everywhere.
So you've made up your mind?
We developed 6129. We should be here to see it through, no matter what.
I don't know if I can do that.
Wait. Are you serious?
I've never been more serious in my life.
But we are a team.
Then we do this together.
Do what? Leave?
If that's what it takes.
No, Theo, this isn't an option.
Of course it is.
No, if you go off the deep end, you drag me with you, remember?
Yeah.
We are here to save lives, to make this world better.
We can't truly make the world better if we are complicit in this lie.
You want to ruin your career? Your life over a bunch of people you've never met?
Weiss told me that I let my emotions get in the way, but my empathy is my strength. I couldn't do this job if I didn't care about a bunch of people I've never met.
We have more power here. We can't control anything if we're on the outside.
I need to take a walk. Clear my head.
Make a phone call to a certain chemist?
Maybe.
I'll be right here.
I know.
This episode featured the voices of Markita Richardson as Theo Ramsey, James David West as Gabriel Larson, Pamela Paul as Savreen Khanna, J.K. Robbins as Xavier Weiss, Marisha Tapera as Reese Williams, Kyle Nishimura as Lincoln, Janet Simmons as Jamila Ramsey, Marina Verlaine as Victoria Kimothy, Torres Fontaine Jr. as Armand, Meg Biddle-Smith as Annabelle, Will Candelaria as Horatio, Marta Da Silva as ICRS Computer, and me, Dre Silvertooth, as Deepa. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mix, Joshua Sui. Sound recordist, Carl Huber. Original theme, Catherine Seaton. Additional music provided by Soundstripe Music, Virology Consultants, Lindsay B. Crawford, PhD, and Peter Krug, PhD. For more information, please visit apollyon.observerpictures.com.
Hi, I hope you enjoyed the show, and now it's time for that outpouring of admiration I promised. I am incredibly proud of how this first season came together, and I did not, in any shape or form, do it alone. First, I want to thank all of you for listening. I truly mean it when I say this show wouldn't be here without you. Thank you to Bob Raimunda and Matthew Boudreau for reading scripts and giving me invaluable feedback. Thank you to my best friend Joy and my husband Tim for letting me bounce ideas off of them constantly. And of course, I have to thank my incredible cast for bringing every character to life in better ways than I could have imagined, and my crew for being superstars at what they do. Season 2 is rattling around in my head, and it will be coming to your ears before the end of 2022. In the meantime, if you are able, we could absolutely use your support in getting Season 2 made. You can do this by joining our Patreon, buying us a coffee, or shopping at our stores on TeePublic and Spring. Information on all of that can be found at apollyon.observerpictures.com. The links are also in the show notes. If you enjoyed this season, please rate and review us on Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. And more importantly, share it with a friend. Thank you again. Until next time.